prophet, our guide. In times of doubt, in life's grand stride, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, our prophet, wisdom, forever our guide.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel welcome and مرحبا to another beautiful episode of this سلسلة Our Prophet Our Guide صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شاء الله عز وجل in today's We are going to be speaking of this beautiful event of Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which we are all rejoicing, alhamdulillah. Before that, let's remind one another to send durood and salam in the court of that noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in his Mubarak hadith. Whoever desires to meet Allah azza wa jal while Allah is pleased with him, he should send salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has also said to always have good intentions. And he said, أفضل عملي النية الصادقة. A truthful intention is the best action. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's inshallah make good intentions that I will listen to the entire bayan inshallah azza wa jal to gain the knowledge of Islam. I will be respectful and I will listen to it in a respectful manner. I will refrain from laziness, etc. I will listen to it and inshallah reform myself. I will try to convey whatever I hear and learn to others. Yes, inshallah, recite durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are rejoicing in the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This celebration of his birth is something which alhamdulillah our pious predecessors have celebrated his birth. Those devotees of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in millions, they are right now celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their own unique ways. Allah azza wa jal accept all of it and inshallah fill our life with barakah and blessings. Ameen bijahi Nabi Ameen. Inshallah we shall begin with listening to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Let's inshallah listen to this beautiful kalam after which we'll return. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
Woh kaun hai jinke dar par mangne wala nahi sunta? Woh kaun hai جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے وہ کون ہیں جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی وہ کون ہیں جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں جود و کرم والے سخاوت والے رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا دارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا دارے چلتے سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا، فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے، فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، خان زمانہ مہمان، آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان، صاحب خانہ لقب کس ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا ایک میں کیا میرے عصیان کی حقیقت کتنی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جو کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Welcome back. MashaAllah, we were listening to the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم composed and penned by none other than Imam Ahl Sunnah رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. And inshallah, this is the occasion Of Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we all are rejoicing in the celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the son of Allah Hazrat, when he praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Tu sham'i risalat hai, alam tera parwana, tu maah-e nubuwat hai. اے جلوہ جانانا جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا پانی ہے تیرا پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الحمدللہ as we are discussing the celebration the birth of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم it is narrated that one day Allama ibn Nu'man رحمہ اللہ تعالی had a dream and saw that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was traveling somewhere and he states that I went to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and kissed his hand and asked Ya Rasulullah, where are you going? He replied, I'm going to meet so and so. Then I said, O Messenger of Allah, you are the beloved of Allah and the leader of the prophets. So why are you going to visit this person? Meaning, he should rather come and visit you. He said, O Ibn Nu'man, show respect. This person commemorates my birth. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O devotees of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, so the hearts of the believers are full of happiness. May Allah grant us the blessings of this month and the ability to rejoice on this occasion by decorating our homes. May we be granted the opportunity to recite the Quran, invoke abundant blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, participate in religious gatherings and commemorate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in accordance with the Sharia. And if we do this with sincerity to please Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be a source of many blessings, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to do good. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In the month of Rabiul Awwal Sharif that we are in, this is the month of remembering the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the blessed month which reminds us of the auspicious moment that the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal was born. Makkah Mukarramah was illuminated, the stars drew closer to the earth, and light filled the surroundings. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Subh Taiba me hui batta hai bada noor, sadqa lene noor ka aaya hai tara noor. The doors of the heavens were opened, angels descended row after row, and a flag was placed in the east, west, and upon the Holy Kaaba. At true dawn, a light emerged from the house of Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the world was in awe. In Persia, the palace of Kisra was struck by an earthquake, and the fire of Majusis, which had been burning for 1,000 years, was extinguished. The river Sawa dried up, and the idols in and around the Holy Kaaba fell. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. But shikan aaya ye kar, sar ke bal bal gir pade, jhoom kar kehta tha Kaaba, as-salatu was-salam. Ay shahinshah-e-Madina, as-salatu was-salam. Zeenat-e-Arsh-e-Mu'alla, as-salatu was-salam. The shair says about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the manner that he was born. رب ہب لی امتی کہتے ہوئے پیدا ہوا رب نے فرمایا کہ بخشا الصلاۃ والسلام اور میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیل قادری مرنے کے بعد میرا لاشا بھی کہے گا الصلاۃ والسلام. The way of the Holy Quran is to mention the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as often as we can, and our devotion teaches us to remember him. So why should we not hold gatherings in the remembrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why should we not decorate our homes? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be remembered. He will recite the Holy Quran. We will send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will decorate our homes. We will participate in the Maulid gatherings. We will strive to make our inner and outer states better in following the Sira and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will commemorate the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with utmost passion. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's inshallah recite together. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the month of Maulid, so rejoice and decorate your homes. Alhamdulillah, Maulid gatherings are held in almost every masjid during this month. So invite as many people as you can to these events, whether you are blessed with an abundance of wealth or not. Organize a gathering to the best of your abilities. It is not difficult to organize. Make arrangements in your home and invite some Islamic brothers to participate. For example, invite the respected Imam and brothers from your local masjid. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will not miss out on a gathering in remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There should be recitation of the Holy Quran, some praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through poetry, and then a short speech by the Imam or a preacher. If you cannot invite someone to deliver a speech, you can deliver a speech from the literature of Maktabatul Madina, like Dawn of Blessing, subhanallah, and Luminous Face, that is another booklet, mashallah, or Maulid Enthusiast King, and many more booklets in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Literatures can be downloaded from the website of Dawat-e-Islami, dawatislami.net, for free, inshallah. And after the speech, distribute a sweet dish or prepare food for the attendees if possible. If this is not feasible, do not worry, as if this is not necessary for celebrating the Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All that is required is a sincere heart, and Your efforts will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Your home will receive blessings throughout the year by the virtue of this gathering. The Quran says,
Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhiran litu'minu billahi wa rasulihi wa tu'azziruhu wa tuwaqqiruhu wa tusabbihuhu bukratan wa asila.
We sent you as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner, so that you people may believe in Allah and His Messenger. Support Him, revere Him, and glorify Him morning and evening. Meaning, support the Messenger of Allah, revere Him, and glorify Allah Azza wa Jal morning and evening. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This verse commands us to respect the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, that celebrating the Maulid is an act of honoring and respecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. So if we are holding the Maulid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it means we are paying our regards and paying our respect in the noble court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Shaykh Muhaqqiq Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that those who commemorate the night of Prophet's birth will be granted gardens of paradise by Allah, by His divine grace. Muslims have always held Maulud gatherings, invited people, distributed food, and given an abundance of charity on this occasion. During the Maulud, overwhelming happiness is expressed and exceptional generosity is shown. Events are organized to remember the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Homes are decorated, and Allah Azza wa Jal bestows mercy upon the Muslims because of these blessed actions. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The first Islamic king, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states that the companions were sitting together when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived and asked, "What made you sit?" They replied, "Jalasna ندعو الله ونحمده على ما هدانا لدينه ومن علينا بك." We sat together to supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal and praise Him for guiding us to His religion and for blessing us with you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "I ask you, if by Allah, is that the only reason?" They answered, "By Allah, we have not come together for any other reason." Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "I did not ask you to swear an oath because of my suspicion. Rather, Jibril alayhi salam came to me and told me that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you before the angels." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear brothers, sitting together for the sole purpose of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for His greatest blessing. In other words, participating in a Maulid gathering is a virtuous act that was performed by the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The acceptance of this was such that Allah Azza wa Jal expressed His pleasure before His angels. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The noble scholars of Islam, they say that commemorating the Maulid is an excellent way of respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It involves remembering one of the greatest blessings, the event of the prophetic birth, and expressing gratitude for this blessing. That is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a time of preaching and counseling. These gatherings are an opportunity to improve our spiritual state by increasing our love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through the gatherings of Maulud, we strengthen our faith. The angels of mercy descend in these gatherings, and these events are a means of attaining blessings in this world and in the next. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that angels surround the house, masjid, or community in which the Maulud is commemorated. And the archangels, Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, and Izrail alayhi salam, supplicate for mercy and divine acceptance in favor of the participants of the Maulid. The house in which the Maulud is celebrated is protected from famine, from plague, from fire, flooding and other calamities. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The people of the house are saved from jealousy, hatred, evil eye, theft and other dangers. Whoever dies from that household will answer the questions in the graves with ease. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Shaykh Sanadi wa Sayyidi Junaid Baghdadi, Sayyid al-Ta'ifa rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that the fate of those who participate and honor Maulud gatherings becomes stronger. Subhanallah, meaning it strengthens our iman when you participate in the Maulud gatherings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Qastalani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that through the blessings of commemorating the Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be peace in the home for the whole year. He who convenes a Maulud gathering for the attainment of needs is granted happiness and the supplication of the heart are fulfilled. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. There are accounts of a great pious predecessor, Sheikh from Balochistan, whose name was Mia Ghulam Haider rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he had a follower by the name of Jumu'ah, and he was very passionate about Maulud recital. One day the Sheikh decided to travel to his city, and on his arrival he met by his followers, but his disciple Jumu'ah was absent. Mia Ghulam was informed that he, the disciple whose name was Jumu'ah, had been ill for the past year and a half, and his feet had shriveled and he was unable to walk. The Sheikh summoned him and said, deliver your Milad recital tonight and Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you. Subhanallah. The disciple obeyed his Sheikh's order and spent the entire night reading. In the morning he was cured and was able to walk with the blessings of the Maulud recital. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Such is the blessing of Maulud al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and its celebration. The renowned spiritual guide Amir al-Sunnah Tamad Barakatum al-Aliyah, he says, and he alhamdulillah gives us some guidelines with regards to celebrating the Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Decorate your masjids, homes and shops with Madani flags and lights in celebrating the Maulid. Participate in the Maulid gatherings on the 12th of Rabiul Awal Sharif and with the intention of gaining reward. Welcome the dawn of blessings by waving green flags, subhanallah, subhanallah, and invoking blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with utmost admiration. Fast on the 12th of Rabiul Awal Sharif, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast on Mondays because it was the day he was born, subhanallah, subhanallah, and the day of Rabiul Awal when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. So we should fast. This is the advice of Pir Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. Some people resort to music and other things in the name of celebration, and this is meaning music, introduction of music is a sin. And the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, I have been commanded to destroy drums and flutes. Sayyidina Dahaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he reports that music corrupts the heart and displeases Allah azza wa jal. Inshallah, listen to poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without disturbing those who are engaged in ibadah, those people who are sleeping, neighbors and the ill, inshallah azza wa jalla. And be wary of azan and iqama as well, meaning do not play poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the same time that is recited by women folk. It is permissible to place flags on pathways and roads if it impedes pedestrians and drivers. During the Maulid procession, remain in a state of wudu as long as possible and offer prayers in congregation, subhanallah. Distribute the booklets of Maktabatul Madina during the Maulid procession, and if food is distributed, give it to the people in their hands instead of throwing it, as this is against the etiquette and may spoil the food. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These are such beautiful nasiha and hidayat and the guidelines that are given by Pir-e-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to adhere to this madani purse given by Amir al Sunnah wal Barakatum al Aliya, and grant us the ability to celebrate the Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in accordance with the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amin bijahin nabiyil amin. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Our prophet, our guide in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, our prophet's wisdom forever our guide. Forever.